Welcome, everybody, to the Big Call tonight. It is Tuesday, February 4th, and you're listening to the Big Call. Thanks, everybody, for coming in. I can tell you this much. We're going to have a shorter call tonight. Bob is under the weather. I'm under the weather. Sue is not under the weather. She is the weather. And so I have intel that's very good for us tonight, but I'm going to give it out in a fairly quick manner. And I'm sure Bob has something to say as well, but we're going to kind of cruise through this call a little faster than normal. So let's pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue for what should be an excellent teaching that she's prepared for us. Lord God, we thank you so much for everything that you're doing in our lives to prepare us for this incredible blessing. Thank you for everything that we have currently and what we're about to receive. Give us our health and everything that we need. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, if I fall asleep during the call, please gently wake me up.
Really? Wow.
It's conceivable. It is possible. I'm going to try not to, but neither Bob nor I are feeling very well. And I'm going to pray for Bob, and hopefully you guys will pray for Bob and me and everything else. So, Sue, when you're ready, please bring the teaching.
Well, I have a wonderful teaching, and you can create this as, I'll take the title and turn it into healing, and I want to dedicate it to everyone who supports healing and who needs healing, and it's titled, 1,000 Times More. We have to let the promises that God spoke to the Israelites sink down into our spirit. I will give you houses that you didn't have to build. You will reap from vineyards that you did not plant. One version adds, may the God of your fathers make you 1,000 times more than you are. I don't know about you, but I can't settle where I am right now. I have to pull up my stakes. God has 1,000 times more for us. More joy, more peace, more influence, more wisdom, more love, more ideas, more creativity, and more good breaks. Take the limits off of God. When Joshua was leading the people of Israel, God said, Joshua, you've not passed this way before. God is saying the same thing to us. Something out of the ordinary is coming your way. New levels of favor, unprecedented opportunities, divine connections. God has A's in your future. People are already lined up to be good to you. You don't have to find them. They'll come find you. When you honor God, His blessings will chase you down. You won't be able to outrun the good things of God. My challenge to you is this. Don't settle where you are in your health, your relationships, your career, or your walk with the Lord. Keep stretching. Keep growing. Keep believing. Keep dreaming. Don't let good enough be good enough. Be determined to become everything God created you to be. You may have dwelled on that same mountain long enough. It's time to pull up your stakes, pack up your belongings, and start moving forward. Enlarge your vision. Make room in your thinking for the new thing God wants to do, and don't let your temporary provision become permanent. If you learn this principle of stretching and not settling, You will see the fullness of what God has in store. I believe you will overcome obstacles and accomplish your heart's dreams. Not like Abraham's father, but like Joshua. You're going to make it all the way to your promised land.
Ooh.
And that's our teaching for tonight.
Ooh, thank you, Sue. That was really, really good. And I think the lesson that I hear in that teaching is don't settle. Keep on going. Try to achieve everything that God has planned for your life. And keep on keeping on. Because it's something that's easy to do, to give up. Many people may have given up on this blessing. You know, and it's, I know some people that sort of gave up and then they came back, and who knows if they're still with it right now. But, you know, we're coming down to the wire, and it's really good that God has a plan for each one of us. When that plan includes making it to the finish line. That's part of our goal. That's part of what we're doing on the Big Call. I might be walking through the finish line instead of sprinting through the finish line tonight, but I'm really excited about, I can't really show my excitement, but I'm very excited about where we are right now. And I think it's a great lesson. And I thank you, Sue, for bringing this out. It's just so important that we don't settle, that we go for everything that God has for us. We're about to reach the final end, and I'm convinced that we're going to get there if we faint not. So I'm not going to faint, even though I feel don't feel the best right now. But, you know, let's all just continue to walk. If we can't run, let's walk to the finish line and get through this. Bob, what about you, and how did you see this teaching?
Thank you, Bruce. Sue, thank you. I really liked this one. It really got me to thinking about wanting more joy and peace, which was two of the things in your list. And I started thinking, you know, what would it feel like if I had more joy and peace in my life? And so it's like, all right, well, I'm just going to sit here and feel peaceful while Sue is speaking. Mm-hmm. And I found myself breathing deeply and relaxing my muscles and quieting my mind. And then I was like, okay, what would happen if I could feel even more peaceful? And then I was like, well, I better not try that right now because I might not come back for the rest of the call.
Yep.
So I switched.
I hear you.
And I switched over and I said, okay, what does it feel like to feel joy? And like, what does your face look like? How is your posture? How are your eyes? And I was like, what happens if you're even more joyful? And I was like, well, then I started thinking, what kinds of things would I do during the day if I wanted to feel more peaceful, if I wanted to feel more joy? And that just opened up like another whole list of possibilities that I was like, all right, that's enough. My mind is going to come up with 1,000 things to do.
And
we have to get on with the Big Call.
Thank you, Bob. It's really good. That's really good. Thank you for that stamina and energy that you displayed just now. Sue, this was a good one. What was your takeaway from this teaching tonight, Sue?
Well, I think you both captured it so well. And it's about really having the awareness to go beyond where you are And it's never about the circumstances, ever, ever. It's never about what's outside of you, what's happening in your body, what's going on, who's doing what. It's never about that. It's about picking up your stakes from being invested in the condition. And so I love what Bob did. He's like, right in the middle of it, he's like, okay, what do I want to feel? Because it's going to be about your frequency and what you're experiencing. How would I design my life for joy? Here's what I'm going to say. Everybody be accountable for creating well-being. It's about well-being. Joy, peace, great relationships that nourish you, the things that are going to keep you so that you're growing, but you're growing not compulsively, but so you're in joy, you're in peace, and you're regenerating yourself. So I see this teaching as 1,000 times more capacity to regenerate in Christ. And that's what I got out of it.
Very good, Sue. Thank you for that. That's great. Well, we're to be in joy, and we're to enjoy everyday life and try to stay in joy as much as we can. I appreciate that. That was really good. I like Bob's complete turnaround in the middle of his comment. That's really good. Shows really good movement forward. And thank you, Sue, for that teaching. That was really good. All right. Let's segue into prayer requests and praise reports, Sue, if you will.
Sure, Bruce. Tonight, this is from Pastor Scott. Tonight's praise is I'm being discharged on Thursday, doing really good. Big Call Universe, I thank you from the bottom of my heart for your concerns, prayers, etc. Praises for Jeannie for her consistent prayer support for all. She's such a beautiful person. Big Call Universe, put her in your prayers. Please keep praying for my buddy who will still not be back from the hospital. I think that's what happened. Dad. He's 90 years old, thinks he uses boomer products as good as he looks and acts. As always, let's keep Bruce, Sue, Bob, and Ken in our prayers. Special blessings on Bob's staff. Be blessed, Pastor Scott.
Okay.
And we have another... oh, I see. Ken. You're that Ken. Okay. And Ken in our prayers. Okay. Got it. We have this very special prayer request. And we have the People of Divinity, the pod, have all contributed. And I'm going to do... kind of a hybrid prayer. So I'd like everybody to just put their hands on their heart and realize that every time you put your hand on your heart, the 40,000 neurons in your heart light up, and it's healing for you, and it increases your healing frequency, and it increases the frequency that goes out to those that need prayer. And this is a prayer for Brian. Remember Brian, Bob? Brian is in the ICU, and unfortunately we don't know, he's having a hard time speaking. He's in the ICU, and he's having a surgery earlier today, like early evening, and he's having another one tomorrow. And we want to see and surround Brian in the most powerful, beautiful energy of love, of wholeness, of radiant health and well-being, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We see him just surrounded with the love of this community, with the pod, with his family. And we see that everything that contributed to this condition has been cleared away and released, and that he is standing in his perfect, healed, beautiful, fully whole body, mind, and spirit. In Jesus' name, we pray and say amen.
Amen. Sue, I'd like to pray and add to what you have said. And
okay.
Ryan, we know that you're not sounding like your normal self. We don't quite know why you were admitted into ICU yesterday. We pray that this is something that you can get through and that your surgery today went well and the surgery that is tomorrow also goes well, and that you come out of this completely, totally restored and healed in Jesus' name. The Bible says, let the healed of the Lord say so. But we're saying so for you. And we know that sometimes it's difficult to speak and to say what it is that is going on, because we really don't know, but we trust, obviously, that God knows and that you are in the process of being healed and restored and made whole in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Bruce. That was beautiful.
Ooh, you're welcome.
And so now we're going to go to Jeannie's contribution, which is prayers for all the victims and families of the plane crash in Philadelphia and the helicopter plane crash over Reagan National Airport. 129:25. Jeremiah 17:14. Heal me, Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved, for you are the one I praise. Psalm 103:2-3. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases. 10 days until Valentine's Day, 2:14:25. 29 days until Ash Wednesday, 3:5:25. This year, the spring equinox is Thursday, March 20th at 5:01 a.m. Northern Hemisphere Eastern, and the first full moon following it is on April 12th. 45 days until spring, 5:20:25, 60 days until Passover, 74 days until Easter. National Homemade Soup Day, Tuesday, 2:4:25. National Homemade Soup Day is celebrated on February 4th. Soup is the perfect winter meal. National Wicker Day, Tuesday, 2:4:25. Wicker is still as fashionable and eco-friendly as it used to be. World Read Aloud Day. Good thing I'm, well, that's for tomorrow. Practice your narrative skill by reading your favorite story aloud to your family, friends, and community. Western Monarch Day, Wednesday, 2:5:25. I know. Check out these butterfly ideas to celebrate and enjoy Western Monarch Day. Thank you for all the leaders and listeners. Pastor Scott's Healing, R&R, Med Beds for Everyone, and the RV Blessing. Everyone have a safe and blessed week. Jeannie. Thank you, Ms. Jeannie.
Amen. Thank you, Jeannie. Really good. Yep. Okay, so is that all we have right now? I'm gonna say a prayer. Sue, you can chime in after if you like for Bob. Lord God, we lift our own moderator, Bob, up because he's fighting some stuff health-wise, the flu, and we just pray that he is completely and totally healed and brought back to his total former self immediately, that he is the healed of the Lord, and he says so. And we're saying so with him. And we love Bob, and we want him to be completely, totally healed. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
And so we see Bob surrounded by the beautiful healing words and robe that Bruce just spoke, and we're amplifying and increasing his ideal Christ healing frequencies so that he owns his capacity to instantly live in and be the Christ instant healing of this that he's encountering. And we see everything less being dissolved from his mind, his body, his spirit, from anywhere in his energy field. And we see him surrounded and happy, having a beautiful night's sleep and waking up completely healed. In Jesus' name we say amen.
Yes. Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you.
Thank you. And you guys, isn't it great news about Pastor Scott?
Yes.
Yes.
What was the story? He was going out of the hospital
Thursday.
He's already home?
Thursday.
Yeah.
Thursday.
Oh.
Okay. Was that right, Sue?
I thought he said Thursday.
Whatever
I
it is, it's hard to get back
Thursday.
To it. I know. Okay.
Yep.
If that's what it is,
good.
So be it. Whether it's tonight or Tuesday or Thursday, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah, he recovered once again.
Going home from rehab Thursday. Thank you, co-pilot. Yep, thank you.
you
she listens to every word. I know.
Are you talking about J and K? Are you talking about...
Yeah, yes, co-pilot.
Yeah,
extraordinary.
Yeah, co-pilot.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. And yeah, Pastor Scott, we're just with you and continuing to lift you up and thank you that you're going home Thursday from rehab and that no more symptoms from the stroke will go.
And now my co-pilot, and now my very important co-pilot that's always in my ear, like it's like if I were walking on stage, she'd be in my ear, along with Ms. Monica that I want to give a shout-out. She's going prayer for Bruce. So let's do prayer for Bruce.
Oh, thank you, Monica.
A co-pilot. Yeah. She goes, okay, so let's get everybody in their heart again, and let's see our capstone, Bruce, who has endured so much and is now just having a little clearing going on in his body to prepare him for the amazing shift he's about to make. Let's see everyone sending him, surround him in light, in love, in this remarkable sphere of Christ's healing energy. See it shimmering around him, moving in and out and pulsating with healing frequencies and perfect Christ love, so that he goes to sleep tonight and he sleeps in the frequencies of perfection and healing and love and comfort. And he wakes up, and all through the night, those frequencies have worked on him, and he wakes up completely renewed, restored, and ready for the great day ahead tomorrow. In Jesus' name, we say, amen.
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 Well, thank you very much. Amen. All right. Well, thank you, Sue, Bob, and everybody else that prayed. For everyone, for Bob, for me, for all of us, for Pastor Scott, yeah, everybody. Sue, I think that was great. Now, let's go ahead and delve into your segment, Sue, and see what it is, I believe, that you're going to want to bring to us tonight. I know you finished up the last call that you had with a number of people. And tell us a little bit about it and how it went and anything else that you'd like us to know about it.
Well, I'd like to preface this and say that this is a very, very important segment tonight and a very strategic segment. And I'd like everybody to get their pens out because there's just one little piece that you're going to want to write down. And just like the teaching, 1,000 times more. We're about to embark into a complete restructuring of how we understand reality, how things get created, the way work gets created, all of which are in the Golden Wisdom Bundle. It's going to be the end of traditional work. Oops, we're hearing a lot of noise in the background somehow.
Sorry, I'm taking my good night formula, Sue.
Okay. We'll just wait. It's just going to be a very powerful time. And we just finished the Quantum Leaders Future Founders class, and this is what people were saying. So realize that it's about the quantum world we're going into. It turns out that one woman, Ms. Brenda, told us I guess that we had over 20 people there, 23, I think, that it was the best class she'd ever taken of all the classes she'd taken because it focused on tripling your boundaries and creating the space so that you could think at a higher level. You could make decisions at a higher level. And we brought out the science of how using these practices that we have in the course was researched and proved that people made 300 times better and more effective decisions. Okay. So here's why this is important, and this is why to get your pen out. The National Quantum Strategy, and you can go look it up at quantumgov.strategy. Quantumgov.strategy. And it's essentially, it's like literally putting yourself at the head of the spear. It's a strategic overview of the quantum information science that our government posted back in 2018, but it gives you an overview of everything that is going to be revised with quantum thinking, with quantum systems, with quantum research, with quantum everything. Getting the science right, enhancing competitiveness, enabling people by necessary talent pathways. Now, why am I telling you this as like the, literally the head of the rocket? If you have projects, if you have whatever you're doing, if you can go to this place, and hopefully if you're interested, I'm going to give you a way to access the Quantum Leaders Future Founders class. We're going to make it available to you as long as the numbers don't come out. If you go to these two resources, you're going to, with our class, you're going to learn to think as a quantum-ready founder, which means you're going to think in bigger ways. You're going to think it in new and more open ways, just like the 1,000 times more. You're going to pull up your stakes in the way you typically think in a linear way or what you've learned, and you're going to learn to actually think like the kind of person that's going to be languaging and talking to people as all these systems change. Here's what another man wrote. I have a few insights. This is a brand new person. Work on getting your heart right and let God help. Look for doors opening and, yes, step through, or you could miss some amazing things and personal growth. Don't allow fear to make your choices by default, which means you've got to step into the new. That's what quantum leaders, future founders, it's going to be new. And if you don't prepare your nervous system for stepping into the new and the ability to learn new things, it could be a challenge. And we'd have a two-part class that'll help you with this. Let yourself be challenged so you can expand your boundaries so growth can take place. Don't let fear get in the way and limit your future. And fear is a boundary we all have, so press on. And so here's a man that had never been to our classes. We had two people. And everybody that's been in, I think that was our 190th class. And what we do is we train on stabilizing you, so that the unknown isn't scary. For most people, really stepping into their faith, really stepping into their unknown, stepping into their power to create is scary because they're leaving what they know to try something new. So these two classes, Quantum Leaders, Future Founder, they're just $100. And this, quantumgov.strategy, is going to be your way to just, you know, you take the two classes. It's going to train you to get comfortable with the new, and so you feel calm and confident and steady, and you can go into an environment and not be intimidated by new things, so that you can be grounded in good boundaries in Christ. Boundaries that are going to let you take in the new and make 300 times more effective decisions. Why? Because it's going to start with your nervous system. If your nervous system is like, here's new words or here's a new situation, most nervous systems go, oh, I'm changing, that's a threat. It's going to be challenging if you don't have a way to quiet and self-regulate your nervous system, which is in our class, so that you can learn new things in a heightened, Christ-based nervous system. So let me tell you how to get it. All you want to do is say quantum and then put your name and your telephone number and just, you know, let us know if you have PayPal or not. So if you've gotten the MedBed 100, the Golden Wisdom Bundle, if I tell you that everyone on that class said it was the best class that we had ever delivered, and then I'm telling you about the quantumgov.strategy, this is your opportunity, and I think when you listen to Bruce, it's going to be a very short window to step into the future, loving yourself and supporting yourself so that you can learn and be what Christ wants you to be by being able to step into the new, to walk on water, to turn water into wine, to turn the world into this healing place. So that's what I wanted to bring tonight. And I want to give a shout-out to Monica and thank her for her beautiful prayer and peace that she did for Brian. And just thank you to all for wanting to learn, wanting to grow, and creating a community that we all said, Bruce and Bob, we said nobody would believe this. unless they were here. How we resonate, what we think, what we feel, how we're there for each other. Nobody would believe the quality of energy, purity, and love. And you will pick that up when you order the quantum. We're going to just call it quantum. Just put it in the email, quantum. And you will pick that up, and you'll be part of the new future as a founder. So that's my segment for tonight.
It's great, Sue. That's really wonderful. I'm glad the class went well, and you've got the two recordings from both nights, Thursday and Friday night, that you can forward on to people. And it's a it's a wonderful thing for $100. It's great. So thank you for that. Okay. Bob, I just took my goodnight formula, so we better get moving on your segment and my segment.
Right.
Go ahead.
I'm going to read one testimonial, and it's a story. It's a love story.
Okay.
Ooh. Ooh.
So it starts out with a picture that this lady sent where she's with her husband on the couch holding hands. And it says, this girl met a guy and they fell in love. That was me, a 68-year-old widow. Now, 5 years later, I'm 73. He was the single head usher of our church body. What a catch, right? I guess when you know, you know. After 5 amazing years of marriage, we feel vibrant and still very much in love. FYI, my guy got me on his boomer products that I never heard of from the get-go. Now, listen to this. Yesterday, my doctor went over a very complete blood work report with me. All my numbers were perfect, even very low inflammation. The best improvement was my cholesterol. It's been quite high for many years, and this time, 230, with my good cholesterol way exceeding the balancing out the bad. I was shocked and happy. Also, my husband's once dangerously high blood pressure is now normal. He even had to cut down on his blood pressure medication. After discussing our improvements, we both agreed it had to be the 5 years of Boomer Boost and Gladiator Barley every day, as well as other great companion products. Thank you, Boomers, for extending our time together in good health. Whether you knew you were doing it or not, that's my story, everybody, and I'm sticking to it.
That's great.
That came in about
Bob.
12 hours ago. Yeah.
About 12 hours ago. That's great, Bob.
Yep.
That's a great story. I love that.
Yep. So today at 5 o'clock, we started some new sales.
Okay.
So I just want to let people know quickly what they are. They can go to the website and check them out. We are doing a sale on the combo we have for skin, hair, and nails, which is our collagen, our heirloom barley, and vitamin C.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really important if you want the best benefit from the collagen peptides, you want to take them with barley and with vitamin C. The barley has thousands of metabolic enzymes in it that helps glue those peptides together into all the proteins that make up your skin, your hair, your nails, your connective tissues, your tendons, cartilage, etc. It's the biggest protein of any of the 100,000 proteins in our body. You have more collagen than anything else. So that's on sale, 25% off. We also have a sale, 25% off, on what we call the dynamic intro. So if people are just getting started or you're getting started back, if you had to stop for some reason, you can get a full-size canister of the Boomer Boost, half-size of either the heirloom barley or the gladiator barley, which is a one-month supply when you first start because you have to ease into it. You get a free shaker bottle with it, and it helps get started again or get started for the first time. And that's also 25% off. The other thing we have, Bruce, is by itself, if people want to buy our heirloom barley, they can get that right now for 50% off. So normally that heirloom barley costs 80-something dollars, and now it's half price. Mm-hmm. For the large canisters, it's in the 40s. And even with that, we're giving free shipping. So what we do is we lowered the shipping threshold to right around that price for the heirloom barley. So everyone buying just one heirloom barley could still get free shipping. And that's what we have going on. And it is 9:42.
Sounds great, Bob. Thank you for that. That's good. Now let's tell them how to get to that site of yours. If they go to bigcalluniverse.com, my page will have the banner. It says Boomers on the top of it. It's a direct link to Bob's website. So when you get on the landing page, you click on the banner at the top of the page. It says Boomers. It'll take you right into Bob's site. And then you can go find, pull down the products tab. The on sale will show up. And then you go and you'll find it that way. And you may have it elsewhere on your landing page, Bob. I don't know. But it's definitely a good deal, a really good deal. And you should be able to find it and put whatever else that you can think of that you want with it. You know, in my case, I just doubled up on my vitamin C today. And I think that's going to make a difference. And, of course, taking the... I love that heirloom barley and collagen combination with vitamin C. That's a great idea. And that's going to really help everybody that's involved in taking that. So thank you, Bob. Anything else that you'd like to bring out?
No, that's
well,
it
I'll
for
tell you
sure.
What, okay, before you do, before you leave, I'll just make sure to get the phone number out. Everybody, write the number down. If you don't have it already, it is on the website, Bob's website, but it's 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern time. And that's a cool sale, Bob. Both of those are really good. 25% off and 50% off on heirloom barley by itself. Did I get that right, Bob?
Yep. Uh-huh.
Okay. Yep, that's a great idea. Good thing. So
heirloom barley
out.
Is really good for people that have arthritis. I was talking to Ken, who came to visit us over the last week and on Saturday. And he was saying that over his 20 years of experience, because he had the barley for a few years before he met us, and he found that people that had arthritis got better relief from the heirloom barley. And that if people wanted the muscle building power of the gladiator barley, he said they can either take a scoop of the heirloom in the morning and the scoop of the gladiator at night, or they could mix them together and take them, you know, during the morning.
Together. That's a good idea. Yep. That's a great idea. All right. And it was a great trip with Ken. That was wonderful that he spent a couple of days with you down there.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Excellent. Well, that sounds good, Bob. All right. Well, we're all going to get completely healed. I'm going to be feeling better by morning. I know. I'm already starting to feel better. So thank you for that, Bob. All right. Let's go ahead and move into the Intel segment, guys. It's not going to be very long, but I do have some good information to give you. What we're hearing is, and this is coming from Redemption Center leaders, and one of the leaders is over seven redemption centers. We've got one guy that's over 7, another guy that's over 6, another guy that's over 3, and then we have the individual redemption centers. We've got 4 others that we talk to that are over individual redemption centers. So what I want to impress upon you is that Iraq did what they were supposed to do last Sunday, which is their first business day, and they brought out a new rate, and they passed an amendment to their budget, and everything appears from Iraq's perspective to be a go right now, moving forward for us. The other thing is that we've got information passed on to us today that says that bondholders will be getting notified tomorrow at 5 different times with their emails. And that's starting at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., 12 noon, 1 o'clock, and 2 o'clock. So that's going to apply all over the country to bondholders getting their emails and then getting access to their funds in their accounts either tomorrow night or Wednesday. So that's really good news. We want those guys to get it. That's tier 3. Now, what we're getting from multiple redemption center leaders is that we are supposed to get our notifications, which is our emails, tomorrow starting around 10 o'clock in the morning. And we should, based on that happening around 10 o'clock in the morning tomorrow, we should be able to set our appointments and start exchanges 3 hours later, which would be in the afternoon tomorrow. And if not, we would start on Wednesday. Or rather, if not, we would start on Thursday. So it's looking very good for us. And that would be tier 4 A and B going together and getting notified, we believe, as early as 10 a.m. tomorrow, which is Wednesday morning. So that's very exciting. The other thing is there's been a couple of videos out that have a very low dinar rate that has been like in the 327 range. That's not really the case. And certainly it's not the case for us, because President Trump wanted to make sure that we would get the highest available rate on the dinar as well as other currencies. And, for example, that rate is nowhere near where we're going to be with the contract rate. And the contract rate is what they intend to offer us. Does anybody know what a hundo is? I know Bob does. I know Sue does. Keep that in mind. I believe that's where we're going to be on it. So that's extremely good. You know that the ZIM is on par with the USN at $1. And that's times the denominations themselves. The redemption centers don't have the ATMs, but the banks do. And the banks have the new software installed yesterday and today that is giving them, we should have, in other words, if you use the ATMs at the banks to get cash, new USN, probably either tomorrow or Wednesday, it would start with the USN. You would be able to take out $2,000 twice a day. Now, I don't know that you need to. I'm going to say don't do it unless you absolutely have to. but that's a lot more cash than we're used to having, probably a lot of us. So keep that in mind. The other thing is the rates at the bank screens were up this morning, and they were not up at the redemption centers today, but they fully expect to be up by tomorrow at 10 o'clock in the morning. And I believe we're going to have that tomorrow, and that'll be a cool thing. Also, another piece that we got in the way of an email today was that the redemption centers will be 100% staffed and ready to go tomorrow at 10 a.m. Now, this means they would be ready to go for us to set our appointments and possibly start exchanges tomorrow, but it's not 100% clear. We might just be setting appointments tomorrow and starting exchanges on Thursday. So we're going to have to see what happens tomorrow. But we should be getting our emails tomorrow starting at around 10 a.m. Well, that'll be good. We've got right now, as of today, we had 60% of redemption centers all staffed and ready to go today. And tomorrow, the remaining 40% will be up and rolling tomorrow by 10 a.m. So it's a big day today, and it's going to be a bigger day tomorrow. And hopefully, we not only get our numbers around 10 in the morning, but we set our appointments and can start exchanges, hopefully, tomorrow afternoon. And if not tomorrow, it should be Thursday. So I think we will probably plan to have a celebration call on Thursday. I know some of us aren't going to care. You're just going to go and do whatever you've got to do. So be aware or watch out for the emails to come in tomorrow starting around 10 o'clock. And I think that's really everything I wanted to say tonight to prepare us to move forward. I think that's everything that we needed to say. Bob, are you able to turn off the recording and lose the call after I pray the call out?
Yes. It might not happen right away because it takes a minute to power up that part, yeah. But I can do it.
Okay, that's good because I'm... Ooh, wait a minute. Wait, I found my phone. I'm in the dark, and I found it. I think I got it. Let's pray the call out, everybody. I want to thank Sue and Bob, GCK, Pastor Scott. Continued healing for you as you come home from rehab on Thursday. And let's first of all just say anyone, before we pray out, anyone that wants to get the quantum recordings from the classes that Sue did on Thursday and Friday, to send her an email with quantum in the subject line that says, yes, I would like the recordings from this two-night call from last Thursday and Friday night, and let her know that you have PayPal or you're willing to receive an invoice from PayPal to pay using a credit debit card. It's $100 for both classes, and this is going to be a really good idea to get this and order this, and that's as good until the numbers come out. So the point is, do it tonight. do it tonight or early morning and get it out. And as long as she has those emails, she's probably going to fulfill those if they get there before the numbers come out. So we're hoping that they come out at 10 o'clock tomorrow. So send Sue an email. The email address is integratedminds, M-I-N-D-S, at hushmail.com. And put your name and your cell phone number in the email. And like I said, put quantum in the subject line. And you can get that that call. Okay? That's really a really great class. And a lot of people think it's one of the best, if not the best, two-night class that Sue has put out. So get that. Send it out tonight if you're West Coast, Central to West Coast. It's not that late. Mountain Time, Pacific Time, it's a great time to go ahead and get it out. She'll see it in the morning and do her best to get that out to you. $100. Again, the address is, email address is integrated, I-N-T-E-G-R-A-T-E-D, minds, M-I-N-D-S, at hushmail.com. Send that out, and Sue will respond as soon as she can. And then watch your emails when they come back to you. Watch them. Make sure that you get them, and then send back your payment as soon as you can arrange it so that you won't miss out on this. This was a really good class, and I think everybody's going to want it. All right, so do that. And I just want to thank Sue and Bob, GCK, and everybody else. My good night formula is kicking in. I want to thank everybody else that helped to get this call and support this call, like most of you have for 13 years now. So thank you so much for everything everyone has done. Thank you, Jeannie. Thank you, Big Call Universe, for listening. Thank you, Satellite Team, for getting the call out all over the world. And thank you for everything that all of you have done as Big Call Universe. Make sure you're registered on bigcalluniverse.com because that is the site that we use to send out information to you guys. And we will be sending you calls or podcasts, whatever you want to call it, in the future when we're no longer doing a live call. Now, we plan to do one Thursday, even if we get numbers, because we'd like to do a celebration call. So let's see what happens tomorrow and Thursday and see if everything is rolling, because that's what we should try to do, is celebrate this together. All right? And remember, President Trump has set this thing up where we should be setting our appointments to go to redemption centers, not to banks. If you want the best rates on dinar, the Iraqi dinar, you need to go to the redemption center. And if you have Zim, that's the only place right now that Zim is going to be redeemable. So let's take that and run with it. Let's pray the call out, and then I'll turn the call off. Lord God, we just thank you so much for your healing touch, for the healing that came through Jesus for us all. Thank you for everything that you've done for us to prepare us for this time. Thank you for our move into the future, which is really, really good. Thank you for the blessing that is coming for us. Thank you for your healing. Thank you for your provision and everything else that we have by your grace. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thanks, everybody, for listening for 13 years, and we will talk to you soon.